Good morning. Oh, that's loud. Just in case you weren't awake, some of us are only half awake because we came to the midnight service last night. And some of us have got young children, so we're only half awake because of that, I'm sure. But it is a wonderful sight looking out on Christmas Day, isn't it? I've got weird spectacles and I've got Christmas jumpers in abundance. What a wonderful sight. One of us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, your day, your birthday. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for your presence here. And Lord, we pray as we come together to worship you, to hear the story, to understand what it means that you came. Lord, we gather with millions and millions of others across the world. Some have already celebrated Christmas, some are yet to do it. Some will be in places that are full of joy, maybe lots of snow. Others, it'll be bright sunshine. Some will have a building to meet in, others will just have a pile of rubble that used to be their building. Some will be in a tent. Lord, we pray your blessing on all those who gather today to celebrate your birthday, wherever they may be. Thank you for our sisters and brothers across the world. Amen. Right. I understand there will be random noises throughout the service because my grandchildren, have brought the noisy present. I did say to people, bring your favourite present, and you're very welcome to. Anybody else brought a present yet? We'll kind of come to them later on. Excellent. Oh, someone's got them on. Yes, I haven't, I'm afraid. So, we're going to start with worship. We're going to start with the invitation. Oh, come, all ye faithful. Let's come and worship.
Oh,
has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Let's make sure this morning that every one of us has a heart to receive him as king. Grab an instrument if you want to. You can either use your hands or you can use the ones at the front which have bells on. But this is your opportunity. Let's make the most of making a noise on Christmas Day without getting told off by our parents or our children. Have a seat. Somebody said something very lovely yesterday, which is that people come into the church smiling and they go out smiling. That's an encouragement, isn't it? So, why are we celebrating today? Come and join the celebration. It's the birthday of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift. That's our theme for this year, the greatest gift. And the front here, we've got our Advent candle calendar. And each of them remembers a person or a group of people. And we've got the patriarchs who looked forward to their seed, their offspring. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, their great, 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 and so on, grandson would save, would bless all nations. And that was Jesus. The prophets all spoke about the coming of Jesus. The third candle, John the Baptist, looking forward to the Christ coming, baptizing in the Holy Spirit. And then yesterday we lit the candle for Mary, looking forward to her baby, who she would call Jesus, because he would save his people from their sins. Now, we've got the fifth candle. Who do you think the candle in the middle is for? Jesus. The answer to this question is Jesus. Yes. Absolutely right. Anybody would like to light the candle, the fifth candle in the middle? Yes, Sophia, I saw your hand up first. I've got a job for you in a moment, Jesse. Right. So could you grab that, light, take a light from one of those, come round the back here. That's it. And then go through the gap so you don't burn yourself. Well done. Bit lower down. That's it. You're done. And blow it out. Oh, very impressive. Thank you very much, Sophia. So, I've got a question for Jesse and Sophia and Connie and any other children in the building. What have you unwrapped so far today? Have you unwrapped that one? No. What have you unwrapped so far? Let me just get my microphone and see. I know it's such a long time ago. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You probably unwrapped this. What did you unwrap this morning, Jesse? That sounds. Can you do that again?
A monkey.
The clue's in the sand. What did you open this morning? Anything? Nothing. What's it called? A pet.
A pet.
That's going to make lots of noise. Connie, what did you have? What did you open this morning?
She's a bit shy, but she got a guide dog sponsorship for a puppy called Toby.
So that was
a really special present for her.
So Toby? Is that what you got to remember, Toby? Can you hold it up? Could you hold it up so people can see? Just show the people that. Yeah, this is Toby. What a wonderful present. Excellent. And is that what you get to remember? Excellent. Anybody else unwrap something that perhaps a bit unusual? Oh, Sheila. Did you unwrap that this Christmas?
Well, actually, the teddy bear hasn't been to church for such a long time. But he decided to come this morning because he'd had a lovely present from Auntie Jean. And look, it's another teddy. Isn't that lovely?
So Teddy is wearing a teddy. Excellent. Thank you. Anybody else unwrap? Oh, yes. Oh, Debbie at the front there. I'll stay. Debbie, what did you unwrap?
I unwrapped a key ring, and it's got Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff protect and comfort me. And every time I look at this, I'll think of our garden.
Wonderful. Excellent. Brill. Liz, yes?
I unwrapped a very special present from my eldest daughter. She was brought up a Christian, but has moved away from that in recent years. And we had some times where she was quite anti our faith, and it was been difficult. But this Christmas, she went to Poland in the last month, and she's brought me back some Christian presents from Poland. So that's really special. It's
lovely.
It's a turning point.
Wow, isn't that lovely? Beautiful. Thank you. It's interesting, isn't it? What we've said so far, that it's not just what the things are, it's what they mean to us, isn't it? I'm so glad I have noisy grandchildren, because it gives everybody else permission, doesn't it? So I have a task for Connie and Jessie and Sophia to do, if you'd like to. What have you got at the front of the church? A present. Would you like to unwrap this present? Yes, come on then. Gather round. Connie, you don't have to, but if you want to, feel free. The demolition squad have come in. Right, wait. Is anybody else? Or is it just these two? Right, okay. Go for it now. Leslie, if you want to take a picture, do the... What have you found? Shall we lift this out to see what's inside? Oh, good. Thank you very much. Hold it up, everybody can see. That's right, that's it. Oh, excellent. What do you think this might be?
A cot for the baby Jesus.
A cot for the baby Jesus. I think you might be right. Put it down, would you? So, where's Jesus? Jesse? Do you have a look at it. Yeah. Thank you very much, girl. Oh, that's... Such a soft landing. Thank you, girls. That was wonderful. Give them a round of applause, please. Yesterday, we had baby Jesus grabbed by the head and swung round by an 11-year-old who ought to know better. And this time... Isn't it good that our God, who says, yes, I'll come to earth and be one of you, doesn't mean by being dropped on his head every Christmas and wrapped in wrapping paper and everything else. The wrapping paper isn't that important. It doesn't matter that Jesus was laid in a manger in the straw. It's said that he does understand what it means not to have a proper home. It doesn't matter that his parents were poor. It's said that he understands what it means not to have very much. The most important thing about this gift was not the fact that it was a great big box with loads of paper, but inside was Jesus. Who is Jesus? We're going to be helped today to unwrap Jesus. The girls have unwrapped the parcel, the present, and Jean and Sheila here are troublesome too, but they promised to be well behaved. As we come through this service now, we're going to be thinking about those who unwrapped Jesus for us. And the first one is the angels. How did they unwrap the gift of Jesus? They told us who Jesus is. So listen out for what they say. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. That's what the angels said. And they unwrapped Jesus for a group of shepherds who they appeared to. And they do it for us as well. They celebrated big time, these angels, with thousands of them giving glory to God with their voices. Thousands. Can you just picture the scene in the skies above Bethlehem? There were angels, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels. The angels unwrapped the gift by appearing to the shepherds. And then the shepherds took their turn in unwrapping the gift. And we're going to find out how they did that.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So the shepherds, how did they unwrap the gift? They believed what the angels said to them. And they said, "Let's go." And the first people they unwrapped the gift for was Mary and Joseph, because they told them what the angels had told them. But they also unwrap Jesus for us too. They unwrapped the gift by going to Jesus and then telling everybody else about him. And finally, they unwrapped Jesus by worshipping, by giving glory to God with their voices. The next people to unwrap Jesus were Simeon and Anna. For those of us who were here yesterday, we had a wonderful Simeon and Anna. Who did they unwrap Jesus for? And how did they do it? They unwrapped Jesus for everybody in the temple at Jerusalem. 6 weeks after Jesus had been born. 6 weeks later, they were at the right place at the right time to unwrap the greatest gift. Simeon first.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the Lord required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel."
And then Anna also unwrapped this greatest gift.
There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
Simeon tells us that Jesus is God's salvation plan for the whole world, Jew and Gentile. Anna tells us that God's people, Jerusalem, as it said, all of those people who are looking forward to being redeemed, bought out of slavery, set free. They need to know about Jesus, because Jesus is the gift that God gave to set God's people free. I wonder if you'd just like to join with me in quietly singing, "Oh Come Let Us Adore Him," the chorus of the song we just said, just sat where you are, thinking about Simeon and Anna in the tent hall, rejoicing in who they'd see. Often of parents or siblings or grandparents looking adoringly at their newborn child. We had a six-week-year-old child here just yesterday, Matthew, and we adore them. And that's how we are to look upon Jesus. He may now be risen, ascended in heaven, but we can adore him. Next come the Magi, astrologers, astronomers, educated men from the east, from the far east, whether it was from Iran or Persia, somewhere over there, we don't know exactly where. But these men came, highly educated, completely different from the shepherds. They were Gentiles, people who looked to the stars. A very unusual choice for God to unwrap his greatest gift.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of Herod the king, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
They unwrapped Jesus by looking for him. Just as the shepherds believed what the angels had told them and immediately set out for Bethlehem, so the Magi, having seen a star in the east that was a sign of the coming of the new king of the Jews, so they set out to find him. Who did they unwrap Jesus for? To start with, it was King Herod and the religious leaders in Jerusalem. The whole city was disturbed, we're told. They tried to unwrap Jesus for the people who were supposed to believe in him.
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may go and worship him too."
King Herod was a liar. He didn't want to unwrap the gift of Jesus. He wanted to get rid of the gift of Jesus and the religious leaders along with him. Jesus was a threat. Herod and the religious leaders didn't want the people to be set free, redeemed by a new king. They wanted to stay in power, and so they didn't seek Jesus. They missed the greatest gift that has ever been given, just down the road. As I said yesterday, it's like Brixham is to here, just down there. And they didn't have traffic lights to get in the way either. They could have gone straight there, but they didn't. God warned the Magi in a dream not to go back to Herod. So he never found Jesus. He never discovered the greatest gift. So who else did the Magi unwrap the gift for? For Mary, for Joseph, and for us too.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Through worshipping this baby, they unwrapped Jesus as Emmanuel. This ordinary little baby, as ordinary as the doll we're using to resemble Jesus. This is the great I Am, as we heard last night. Emmanuel, God with us. Through their gifts that they chose from their treasures, they unwrapped Jesus. What were the gifts? I'm looking at our children. Who knows what the gifts were that were given to the Jesus? Anybody tell me what one of the gifts were? Yes? Gold. And gold means a king. Jesus is king. What's the next one? Yes, what is it? Myrrh. That'll do. Myrrh. Myrrh was used to put on dead bodies. You imagine, you've got a baby, Christmas present for the baby, I'm going to give you a coffin. What on earth would the parents think? What on earth would they think? They unwrapped Jesus' destiny to die and to be buried with myrrh. But hallelujah, he rose again. And what's the second one? Yes? Frankincense. It's used as an expression of worship. When the wise men, the Magi, gave these gifts, they revealed Jesus as King and as God and as Savior. All the people we've heard about, and the angels as well, they all unwrap Jesus by telling the truth and worshipping God. Two things. They all told the truth. They all told what they'd seen and heard. And they worshipped Jesus. And the question I've got on my notes here is, have you unwrapped the greatest gift this Christmas? Have you heard the angels telling you that Jesus is Savior and Lord? Have you heard the shepherds telling you that everything is true, just as you have been told? Have you heard Simeon say that Jesus is a light and revelation for you and everyone in the whole world? Have you heard Anna telling you that Jesus is your Redeemer? He can buy you back from whatever slavery you're in. Whether it's to fear, to guilt, to someone else or something else, we can be set free to live abundantly. Have you heard the Magi tell you that Jesus is King, God, the one you need to bow down to? And he's also your Savior, the one who died on the cross. Or do you want to stay in power, in control, like Herod did? Or could you be like the Magi who left their power and control in the country they were in. Their sphere of influence they left behind, and they came to a strange land to worship Jesus. Long after the wrapping paper, the boxes, and the recyclable crackers have been put in the bin, long after the Christmas trees have been turned into compost, long after the long-lasting LEDs in your Christmas decorations have finally given out, Jesus will remain as the greatest gift for everyone. Jesus came to give us deep, rich, abundant, eternal life with him. There can be no greater gift. And this is the testimony. This is the truth. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. It couldn't be any clearer. So I don't know all of you. I don't know your faith situation. But I'm just asking that question. Will you unwrap the gift of Jesus for yourself this Christmas? As Eileen plays, we've just got that opportunity to unwrap Jesus and come to him. And the good news is that Jesus saves us, gives us faith in him, gives us life. So we too can unwrap the gift. How did they unwrap the gift? Tell the truth, worship Jesus. So as I'm looking out here now, I'm looking at a whole lot of gift unwrappers. It wasn't just the two little girls who unwrapped Jesus. We can all unwrap Jesus for other people by telling the truth and worshipping him. We'll all do it differently and in different places, but we can all be gift unwrappers. So I'm just going to pray for you that's what the Holy Spirit would enable you to do, and me. Jesus, you are the greatest gift, but we wouldn't know unless someone had told us, someone had unwrapped the gift for us. So by the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray that you would anoint these people here to be worshippers, those who seek you and find you and worship you and tell others of what they've seen and heard. May this be true for me, my family. Maybe this be true for us and our family and friends, that so many people may know of you. Amen. Before we come to our final two songs to finish our service, we're going to take up our offering. Anything that's given in cash today, if you like, not in envelopes specific to the church, will go to the Haven. The Haven has been relaunched in recent months and so on, is operating most of the days, in fact all the days of the week now, providing help for the homeless and those generally who are struggling in all sorts of different ways. It's a Christian ministry of the church in this area, and we want to support the Haven in any way we can. And so just one way will be that our offering today will go to them. Thank you, Stuart. Father, we thank you for what you have given to us, the greatest gift of Jesus, and so many material blessings as well, food, drink, shelter. We thank you for the money that you've given us and trusted to us, and we give some of that back now that others may know that you are alive and you love. We have two songs to finish, which are celebratory songs. Feel free again to use your instruments. And this first one is just to remind you what day it is. Let's start again. It's two choruses and then verse one. The Lord who was that tiny baby. Let's start again.
Christmas is Christmas.
apologies for putting the wrong words on the computer, but I think we made the most of it, didn't we? We can rely upon the angels to sing the right words in the right order. So let's join in with them and harp the herald angels sing. God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Happy Christmas to you all.